This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
And I'm Wallace Watkins.
Access to health care not only results in better individual health outcomes, it also helps to grow a productive workforce.
Governor John Bel Edwards addressed the Louisiana Health Summit at Pennington Research Center in Baton Rouge on Tuesday.
This Medicaid expansion is more important today because of that shortfall and because of the challenges around our safety net hospital system than it would have been otherwise.
Meanwhile, back at the Capitol, an appropriations subcommittee was combing through the proposed budget for DHH and finding out most of the public-private partnerships may soon be no more.
It eliminates the funding for all the public-private partners for everybody except Shreveport and New Orleans.
DHH Undersecretary Jeff Reynolds says after the massive cuts to the current budget, there's not much else left to cut.
It's either you start eliminating these public-private partners or you start cutting waivers.
At the summit, the governor was telling healthcare stakeholders pretty much the same thing.
I'm not satisfied with that plan. We're going to do everything we can to shore up these safety net hospitals and keep them operating, but we simply cannot.
In committee, Covington Representative John Schroeder had a question.
So what's it look like if we get out of these private partnerships?
If we don't have the money to pay these partners, then the state does not have the money to run these facilities. So I'm assuming that these facilities are shuttered and shut down.
Then Schroeder asked,
has privatizing saved the state money?
The answer was, not really.
Yet the governor says,
I still have some folks in the legislature who don't seem to understand how important it is for our budget, for our providers, or for our people.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.